22 years, have we made a niyat for life? That why am I living? What is my purpose? Why am I here? Have we made that niyat? Or are we just living? We get up in the morning, we pass our day, we make namaz also, we go to classes also, we do all good things, right things also. But have we made a niyat for life also? Any action without a niyat is like a body without a soul. If a baby is born, still born, dead baby, then what you do? You bury the baby. The baby hasn't got life. Any amal without niyat is like a body without life. Niyat is so important for everything. And if we haven't made niyat of our lives, why are we here in this dunya? For what am I here? So the making of the niyat is the first thing. Our niyat for our life must be, we are here to please Allah Ta'ala, to recognize Allah Ta'ala, to please Allah Ta'ala in whichever way it might be then. Where what the a'mal, what efforts of deen, all that, but our object of life must be to please Allah, and together with that, our object is the akhirat. That also we must make that niyat. My object is to acquire jannat, the pleasure of Allah and jannat. We haven't made those niyats. We're just living day to day, just like a machine that's put on. Machine hasn't got any life in it. So we also just carrying on without any life in us. Niyat brings life. Then tashiya niyat, to correct our niyat. Because all the time with temptations of dunya, our being exposed to various things, a person's niyat changes also. And even when we are talking, we say somebody, when I started a friendship with him, his niyat was very good, he was sincere. But now his niyat has changed. Now he's got ulterior motives. Now he wants to take benefit of me. He wants money from me. He wants other things. Now his niyat has changed. A worker, when he starts working, an employer, when he employs somebody, at the beginning, in most things, niyat are good. But then, afterwards, the niyat deteriorate. So tashiya niyat continuously is also very, very important. Then ihdhari niyat, that we make that niyat present in front of our minds, that I'm doing this for this purpose. That is also very important, and we'll see what value our amal will have if we have ihdhari niyat. For example, we all made asr namaz now, and we came to the masjid. Fuqaha will say, you're coming to the masjid, you're responding to the adhan, is your niyat. You came here to make your asr. But in our mind, front in our mind, who of us made niyat that I'm making this namaz for Allah? That wasn't there. So the quality of that namaz is gone very down. And a person who made this niyat, before he starts his namaz, he's coming, he came, he made wudu, he came to the masjid, it was for his asr namaz, so he had it deep down, that because of my asr. But to freshen that niyat, to make it, to revive it, to revise it, ihzar, to make it present at that time, that gives great life to an amal. So that also we should try and do always. Whatever we are doing, we have come here to become alims. That was why we came from our homes, wherever we came. So that our actions, everything, we took admission, we're going to class, all that is our niyat, that is there. But if a person puts it fresh in his mind, that every sabak also, if he can, every day in the morning, he refreshes that niyat again. Then you'll see that amal of yours will have much, much more greater value. So that is as far as niyat. Then in our niyat, we have to make tashiya niyat, correct niyat, ikhlas, for Allah's pleasure. There also, if we're not careful, we see many times a person, for example, he couldn't read Quran Sharif at one time. Wallahu akhrajakum min butuni ummahatikum la ta'lamuna shay'a. We didn't know anything. Allah gave you the ability to read Quran. Now you are reading beautiful. Now your qiraat is very good also. Now what can happen in your niyat, where you have to correct it? Now you are reading to four people. People must praise me. People must pass remarks. What a beautiful qiraat. How beautiful he reads. What a voice he's got. How his tajweed is so perfect, etc. His makharij. Now we are reading for people. Bayan, we didn't know how to make bayan also. Now we are making very good bayans. Now we are waiting for people to pray, so our niyat has changed again. So though we were at a point where we knew nothing, we started learning, even if we made good niyats, but as time went, that niyat became tarnished now. It became spoiled with all dunya's things. A person becomes an alim when he started sincerely just to please Allah, to know Quran Sharif, to know deen, etc. Now he became an alim, he became a good alim, a good khatib also, bayans, lectures, very good. Now his niyat changes, I must get good wages. I'll go to that place where people will make my qadr and pay me good wages. Now your niyat has changed into wages, that I want a good salary, people must respect me, people must appreciate me, that how well I read, how well I know my Quran. So niyat keeps on changing also. So a person has to correct it also. And if we don't make niyat, it's like a lifeless body. We made niyat, niyat got spoiled on the way. Then we have to correct it, otherwise the ruh goes out. Niyat is the ruh. Now the ruh goes out, now it's like a dead body, that amal. You'll still carry on becoming an alim, becoming a hafiz, a qari, but now your niyat has been spoiled. It's no more for Allah's pleasure. So our niyat all along must be correct also. And with that all, we have to have this fear all the time, whether it's accepted by Allah Ta'ala also or not. If we have that fear, tawadu will remain in a person, humbleness. He'll never become arrogant because he doesn't know whether it's accepted or not. Even if a person fulfills all the conditions of acceptance, it is up to Allah whether he wants to accept or reject. Allah is not bound by any rules and regulations. That now all I have fulfilled all the requirements, now you must accept it. That doesn't work by Allah Ta'ala. So as long as a person has that fear, then pride won't come. Pride comes when we don't have that fear. We don't think whether our amal are being accepted, and our niyat is just on the amal. I'm a very good hafiz, very good alim, very good qari, I give bayans, very good on that, and now pride comes on a person. But if we look at it, whether it's being accepted by Allah or not, then inshallah pride won't come. So niyat is very important in all our amal. And according to niyat is a person, innama al-a'malu bin niyat, wa innama likulli mri'im ma nawa. That's what we make niyat for, according to that we get. A person, ulama have written, a person makes 2 rakats of nafil namaz, but as many niyats as he makes, niyat of salatul tawbah, salatul hajah, salatul shukr, then which times namaz is reading, istikhara, ishraq, jashd, awwabin, whatever namaz it is, tahajjud, he makes that niyat. He makes niyat of safar, if he's going on safar, of istikhara, if he's making istikhara. He'll make 2 rakats of namaz, and he'll get the reward of 8 namazes. 16 rakats of namaz, according to niyat. And if there's no niyat, then there is nothing. For our wudu, Hanafis, if we make niyat, we'll get sawab. Otherwise, wudu will be made, but no sawab for that wudu. So just imagine, and what is the sawab of wudu? A person who makes the niyat, and he makes his wudu, and after that he reads the dua, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, and Allahumma ja'alni min at-tawwabin, waj'alni min al-mutatahhirin, all the 8 doors of jannat open for that person. What a great reward on making the amal of wudu, but if it's without niyat, the reward is not there. For a shafi'i, if he doesn't make the niyat, the wuzu also doesn't take place. His namaz won't be made also. So niyat is so important in everything, and very sad. And by niyat, see, between us and our great buzurgs and akabir, physically there is no real difference. They got 24 hours in every day, we got 24 hours. They got 2 eyes, 2 hands, 2 legs, their body features, we got the same. They need to sleep, we need to sleep. They need to eat, we need to eat. So how much ibadat they can do, perhaps you can equal or even excel them in ibadat. But where really buzurgs go very far is by niyat. For example, we read Quran Sharif. We are reading our kitabs, we are reading Quran Sharif every day. Normally, a person just takes the Quran, starts reading. His own tilawat also, as ibadat. or his sabaks he takes, you have to learn. We don't make any niyat. A person can make, should make niyat. I'm reading Quran Sharif that for every letter, minimum 10 sawabs. And with wudu, looking inside, the sawabs are much more also. Then I will get Allah's ma'rifat by it. I'll get Allah's muhabbat. I will get hidayat from Allah Ta'ala. The greatest means of hidayat is the Quran Sharif. So I'll get hidayat. If we read it with that niyat, then we will get hidayat. لِكُلِّ مْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. The sawabs will get closeness, qurb of Allah Ta'ala. تَقَرُّبِ Allah. If we make all that niyat, we will get that sawab. You are reading it to remember your door. Make niyat so that my door, I remember and it remains strong and it becomes better also. So if we make those niyats, how we'll read quarter supara, one supara. But with that niyat, it will be like we read whole Quran Sharif, so lot sawab. Without niyat, then it's like a dead amal. Even that reading of the Quran Sharif, we did a good amal, but we didn't make niyat. If somebody works for somebody, and you have fixed a wage, you are going to work for me, I'll pay you 10,000 rand a month. So you are working. And somebody comes and he just helps. He didn't speak anything. He just helps. End of the month, he says, where's my wages? He says, who are you? He says, I was working, but we didn't agree on anything. Niyat is like that. You make that agreement with Allah Ta'ala. Now you get the sawab. And you just went, you just helped there, you just did some work, etc. But you didn't make agreement. Niyat is your agreement. Then you will get your sawab. So niyat is very, very important. Always keep this in mind and try and develop the habit from now. You'll see in your life how far you will go if you learn to make niyat and correct your niyat and refresh your niyat all the time also. And then see how far we will go and how much enjoyment we will get in our deen. Without niyat, our deen becomes like a dead body. And that is why many of us feel it like a burden even to make namazes, like a duty. We know it's a duty, we have to do it, but we're not doing it with enjoyment. We're not deriving pleasure in making our ibadah. All the things that we are doing, the reason for one main reason is we haven't made niyat for it. Like a person who's working and he didn't make an agreement, his niyat, and he knows I'm not going to get wages end of the month. His work, even if he's forcing himself to work, what's he going to get? You're a young boy, your father said, go and work in your uncle's shop. Learn how to work. You know agreement. Now your father told you, you have to go. And you are doing work, you're getting there to work every day, 8 o'clock in the morning, knocking off 6 o'clock in the evening. You are working hard, but there's no agreement, so there's no wages also. And you can't leave it because your father told you, you must go, you have to go. So like that, if we are doing because Allah told us to do, but we haven't got niyat to please Allah. So then we are losing out greatly on sawabs. And many times that amal becomes also zero because we didn't make any niyat. So therefore be always conscious of niyat also. It is a very important thing. It is amongst the foundations of deen. And a foundation, a person doesn't see the foundation. But if there isn't a foundation, the building, with some wind, it will fall over. Some rains will come, the building will fall over. So our amal also become like that. So always be conscious of making niyat for our lives. For every morning, make niyat. That for what I'm living. That today I'm going to make my 5 times namaz. I'm going to make all the commands which are of Allah, which are directed to me, I will fulfill them. And also make niyat of abstaining from all the haram. One time, Maulana Inamul Hassan Sahib Rahmatullah Ali said that if we don't make niyat, I'll stay away from drinking liquor. I'll stay away from gambling. I'll stay away from humanizing. He won't get guna and he stays away. But he won't get the sawab of staying away from that. The sawab of staying away from a guna is also very big. And that is when a person is conscious, he makes his niyat. Today I won't drink liquor. Like that also, inshallah, none of us will drink liquor. I'm not going to take drugs. I'm not going to humanize. I'm not going to gamble, etc. But we don't make the niyat also. So we don't get the sawab of staying away from these haram things. If we make the niyat of staying away, already at that time we get the sawab. And you make your niyat, today I'll make my 5 times namaz. Already your 5 times namaz sawab is written. As long as I live, I'll make my 5 times namaz. The sawab is written already. As soon as you make your niyat, when you do the amal, more sawab is added to it. So may Allah give us, let us realize the importance, the value of niyat, and to make niyat at all times. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.